Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Finding a lender that specializes in what you do.
Best ever listeners, do you want to make more money on your real estate projects? Well, I'm guessing that I'm hearing you say, oh yeah, baby. Well, guess what, my friends? Today's best ever sponsor, Fund That Flip, is working with, well, one of our previous best ever guests who has the most one of the most popular episodes, Jay Scott. If you aren't familiar with this episode, then go check that out, episode 217. If you are, because you're a loyal best ever listener, then you know that he knows how the heck to both analyze deals, especially flips, how to optimize the profits on those flips, and how to look at the market. Because of that, Fund That Flip, today's sponsor, has worked with him and put together a guide that is the 7 tips to increase your real estate profits in today's market. Go check that out. Go get that guide. I've read through it myself. I've learned a lot of things from it, from how to analyze the market cycles, as well as how to optimize profits and not lose money or mitigate your risk for losing money on your deals. Go check it out. fundthatflip.com/best ever. That's fundthatflip.com/best ever. You're going to learn the tools to better understand your local market and position your business for success. You're going to know how to analyze the real estate cycle and how to use short-term investing to capitalize on the market cycle, and 7 concrete actionable tips to make more money on your deals. fundthatflip.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate podcast. And we don't get into any fluff. We only talk about the best advice that moves your real estate investing business forward. We're going to be talking to not one, but 2 best ever guests. And they're going to talk to us about their background, their experience, and lessons learned in the lending space, as well as a new technology platform that they are part of. How are you doing, Selena Nelson and David Luke?
We're great, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Well, nice to have you both on the show. And a little bit more about Selena and David. Selena is the Senior Vice President of National Business Development And David is the vice president for business development at ComLoan, which is a technology platform that matches borrowers and lenders. They're based in Scottsdale, Arizona. And Selena has 20 years of experience in the financial industry. David's got 12. They do loans for the purchase, refinance, construction, rehabs. With that being said, you two want to give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Really, between David and myself, as Joe mentioned, we have 32 years combined experience in finance and lending, but we both heard about the fabulous technology that ComLoan offers, which is really a new way to do business, new way to find the best loan out there. So we brought our finance and business banking background experience to the company, and I'll turn it over to David to share a little bit about more about what that means.
As far as the background for me, when I first heard about this company, I was really interested in technology startups. I started out my career originally with a mortgage company during the growth of the real estate market here in Phoenix, and went on to work at Wachovia Securities, and then went over to one of the major banks and spent some time within business banking and commercial lending. And from there, then I had a chance to work with a lot of technology companies here in town, and that's when I really kind of fell in love with the idea of building new innovative platforms. And that's when I learned about what's going on over here at ComLoan. I had a chance to join the team about a year ago. So we've been working on really creating a search engine. We've seen this revolution happen in other industries. Commercial real estate obviously is one of those industries that's a little slow to change. There's been a lot of big players that have been doing commercial lending for a couple hundred years. And obviously there's certain methodologies and cultures that come along with it that are a little bit resistant to change. And so it's been a lot of fun over the last year on really breaking in and finding a new approach and something, bringing something new to the market that is really the borrowers have been starving for or looking for, that helps them with finding the right lender on the commercial lending side.
Okay, so if your company is a commercial real estate search engine, is that correct?
Absolutely. So what that means basically is we have hundreds and hundreds of lenders on our platform, and it allows borrowers to shop the lender marketplace, the capital markets, with really and retain control of that transaction. So specifically, it's similar to if you're looking for a hotel. You might go to a search engine online and you can compare prices and rates and terms before you commit to anything or before those companies know you exist. With ComLoan, we've created that same model. So borrowers can come to us and we can confidentially search our lender database for their specific scenario, and we can give them pricing options instantly, because for each lender that we have, we've got their current up-to-date pricing as well as all of their underwriting guidelines. So before those lenders even know someone's shopping around for a loan, we can search on the back end, sort out the hundreds of lenders and thousands of options for the borrower, so that borrower retains full control. And if and only if they like what the lenders are offering, we'll say, great, here's the top three. We'll give you this in writing. And then if they'd like to move forward, we'll do a warm introduction and we'll handle the processing and the servicing of the loan for them from A to Z. So we make it a great service experience, best-in-class pricing, and it's really a true win for everyone in the marketplace.
So is it basically an online mortgage broker?
In a sense, that would be saying a Travelocity or an Orbitz is a travel agent. So that's the difference. And if to explain it, I'll just share a real quick success story that is something we commonly see every day here at ComLoan. We recently had a physician, for example, who'd been leasing a building for quite some time, and he was ready to purchase. He needed a loan for $1.2 million, and he was ready to shop around. So his real estate agent introduced him to us, and we took a shot, and we tried to see what was available for him in the marketplace. His wife said, hey, honey, don't worry about it. You know, I sell residential properties. I know every lender in town. I've been doing this for 20 years. Just I'll find you the best deal. So she went out. She shopped it for him manually, old school, lender by lender, calling around. But she had great connections, and she did get him a very competitive rate. She actually got him a 3.75 on a medical office building. Very aggressive. However, at ComLoan, he came back and said, well, you know, I don't suppose you can beat that. But the great news is we did. She got him 3.75. Through searching our lender database, we got him the same type of program, same rate, same points, same all-in fees, but the rate actually dropped all the way to 3.23%. So in his case, that saved him about $85,000 over the first 10 years of the loan. So very aggressive, and it's just an example of what our borrowers can experience here at ComLoan. Even when they know what's out there, we really are providing a new way to search the market more holistically and come to the table with the best of the best for them.
What's your primary revenue source as a company?
Primary revenue source is we do collect a fee for our services. So we're very clear and transparent about the way that that works. And one way to think about it, honestly, is we're basically keeping a portion of the fee that is normally paid to the lender. So you think about this from a lender's perspective. They're trying to source loans. So we've got this little matchmaker technology, and we don't charge the lenders for it. We say, hey, we're going to give you the type of loans you want, all packaged up with all the information exactly as you prefer. But when you come to the table on our platform at no cost to you, we only ask you for two things. Number one, give us your preferred pricing for our borrowers so you're not going to be competitive in the searches. And please waive or lower your origination point. So then long story short, we do charge 1 point for our services. But it's typically a point that you were going to pay to the lender. The lender usually waives their point or lowers it substantially. So the fee for the borrower is about the same, but we can almost always find a more aggressive rate than they can get by shopping it on their own. That's our source of revenue.
That 1 point, is that the primary way?
That's the only way at this point that we make money. So basically, from the borrower's perspective, we don't get paid until they get the loan that they want and need. There's no cost on the front end for them, no obligation. Obviously, if we fund the deal, then we do collect our fee at close of escrow. But if we don't get the deal, then we don't get paid. So yep, that's the way we make our money.
Got it. And how long have you all been in business?
We've been around since about 2014, but this is the first full year of our existence. So this is our first year of actually aggressively starting to fund loans, which is exciting. So we're up to about $140 million and about $600 million in the pipeline for next year.
And what was the company doing before this?
They were just a dream. So they were building up the technology and that type of thing. So we're actually transitioning from a startup into emerging markets. So we now have the model up and running very, very well. And we're just really starting full steam ahead to get things rolling.
So you all have successfully originated $140 million worth of loans. Did I hear that right?
Yes, correct.
And how many lenders do you have on the platform?
We currently have just over 350 lenders on the platform.
Okay.
We're just getting started, so it's nice to have 350 lenders. We do have coverage nationally in every state, but we have an entire division called Lender Services that all they do every day is call up lenders across the board, banks, credit unions, CMBS, life companies, Fannie, Freddie, SBA, HUD, everything, and tell them who we are and what we do. So our goal is to have thousands and thousands of lenders and just continue to grow every single day.
Do you also have bridge lenders on there in addition to more traditional?
Absolutely. We have bridge loans, mezzanine, private money lenders. It's easier to say what we don't do. We're exclusively commercial real estate, so we can do multifamily. We can even do like duplex, triplex, although our minimum loan size is $500,000. But we are completely debt-based, so no equity-based lending. But we can help with land, construction, pretty much anything and everything in the space. Sometimes people ask, what do we specialize in? But our goal is, again, we're a search engine. So our goal is to find the best lenders out there in every single niche and bring them on our platform so that regardless of what our clients and our borrowers are looking for, we can provide a lending solution.
You mentioned the minimum loan size, $500,000. What's been the largest loan that you've done?
The largest loan that we have funded so far, I will double check, but I believe it was $28 million, although we're working in some now in the $300 million range. And again, our technology may be new, but our lenders are not. This is, to David's point, just a creative way for us to bring the lenders in the space out there to make it a win for them, really to help borrowers identify who's in the marketplace. So we have CMBS lenders, for example, so they regularly do deals, $500 million. There's really, the sky is the limit because our lenders can handle any size of deal. So no cap on the maximum.
Based on your experience in the industry, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
So best real estate investing advice ever for your listeners is finding a lender that specializes in what you do. And so that really comes back to what we saw in the marketplace. There's sometimes difficult to vet out the right lender or sometimes even the right bank within the lender. And that's really what the problem we're trying to solve with our technology.
As you mentioned, Selena, the lenders have been around, the technology is new. So are real estate investors who don't have as much experience, are they going to find more opportunities with loans, or is this simply a way of aggregating a bunch of different loan options that are currently out there?
Absolutely. So we have fabulous technology, but we also realize that technology is nothing without great people. So a huge benefit to someone who's maybe newer to real estate or just looking to find out options is just to give us a call, because we have what we call loan officers. But basically, they're providing a concierge style experience for the borrower. If someone's interested in finding out information, they can call us up, no cost, no obligation, and we will run their scenario in our search engine. We're not pulling credit on the front end. We're not notifying lenders. We're not saving information and blasting it out there or any of those things. We're simply just running the scenario in the search engine. So if they're just trying to find out even basic information like how much money down do I need on this property, we can guide them and tell them what's out there. And then we can change the metrics. We can tell them, okay, if you put 20% down, here's who's interested, here's the rate. But if you put 25% down, you know, your pricing gets a lot better, and here's some other lenders that would be interested in that business. So we really can help them provide a little guidance, frankly, at no cost, to just let them know what's out there in the space.
With the minimum loan of $500,000, 1 point would be $5,000, right? Yeah, $5,000 that you all would get on that transaction. Is that just a loss leader where you can do some lower ones, but really you all are going to make the big bucks, or at least be profitable with loans higher than that? Because I imagine $5,000 here and there isn't going to keep the lights on, but the larger loans will.
Correct. And just let me clarify our pricing. I do apologize. Most of the loans we do are $1 million+. If it's $1 million+, we charge 1 point. To your point, unfortunately, we just couldn't afford to charge only 1 point if it's below $1 million. So if it's between $500,000 and $1 million, we charge 2 points. So yeah, basically the minimum would be $10,000. But again, if someone's thinking about it or they're not sure how the pricing would work, we always recommend give us a shot, because if we can find you a rate that saves you enough money to make that worth it, again, it's money that's usually baked into a rate or a fee with the lender that we're either waiving or lowering. Typically a wash. But yeah, on the bigger deals, our average loan size right now that we're funding is in the $2 million range. It's starting to increase more to the $4 million. We're strong in lots of areas. We do a lot of business right now in multifamily, just because that seems to be a trend. I know a lot of your best ever listeners are in that space. Regardless of the loan size, we want to help people get the deal done and really be that go-to source for people ongoing.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, are you two ready for the best ever lightning round? All right, let's do it. First, though, a quick word from our best ever partners. Are you an investor who self-manages and talks to your tenants, collects checks, and handles all the day-to-day stuff? Well, there's a better way, and that better way is SecurePay One. SecurePay One will have the conversations over the phone with your tenants whenever they have issues, and it's also a way where the tenants can pay you directly through an online service. Go to securepayone.com, or even better yet, shoot them an email. The email is info@securepayone.com. That's info@securepayone.com. And they've got a free 30-day trial for you. Securepayone.com. Best ever book you've read?
0 to 1 by Peter Thiel. It basically talks about how you create what he calls creative monopolies. So those are businesses that have a strong moat around them. They're usually innovative. So if you think about a lot of the big technology companies, that he was probably one of the main, like he was one of the original founders of PayPal and one of the early investors in Facebook and companies like that.
Best ever personal growth experience. What'd you learn from it?
For that, it would have to be, I had a goal for quite a while to do a marathon. I always heard that people drop out at mile 21. And I heard that, but going into the marathon, I tried to keep that in mind. And when I was actually going through the experience running the marathon, your legs start to freeze up. You can see on people's face just them giving up. That was a huge kind of learning moment for me. And I think it's true in business. So a lot of times when you're at mile 21 or maybe even closer, you're at mile 25 and you're close to the finish line, you just got to keep pushing and make it through. And for me, during that experience, that's actually when I just picked up my pace. So my second half of the marathon was actually quicker than the the first half.
Mm-hmm. Best ever deal you've done?
The best ever deal we've done is one for a client who sent us a borrower in January of this year. They wanted to do a small 8-unit multifamily property. They were excited. We helped them get the deal done. There was a couple of quirks with some of the financials and trying to get the background of the property, but we were able to help get that done. Great rate, great pricing. We funded it in March. The reason it sticks out to mind is that the borrowers were just so thrilled with the service experience and the pricing. We introduced them to a great lender. Now, they could have kept going to that lender, but instead, when they wanted the next deal, they came back to us again in summertime, and they said, all right, we're ready to do another property. You know, whether it's that lender or someone else, you guys were amazing. Let's do it again. So we did, and we just funded their second deal about a month ago. So to me, that just shows that that's the biggest reward, the biggest thank you, is if we're getting that repeat business and people see the value, they're getting good pricing and a good experience. And to David's point, they're being matched with a lender that's truly the best for them. Everybody wins.
Best ever way you like to give back?
We are really passionate at ComLoan and as individuals in volunteering and giving back. I think for me, both volunteering time and donating money is important. I'm personally particularly passionate about causes that promote education like PRATHAM and Teach for America and things that help to feed people, like St. Mary's Food Bank and Feed My Starving Children. We had something for them today because can't eat, can't think. And if you have education, then sky's the limit and you can do amazing things just like your listeners.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in business or real estate?
The biggest mistake I did is I used what I'm going to call a faux search engine. I was trying to buy a retail property and I thought I was going to a company kind of like ComLoan. This was years ago, but there are companies like that out there still. I thought that they were going to search a database of lenders and find out somebody that would help me. What happened was actually the opposite of our model. I got with somebody and I said I needed the loan and can you help me out? And I gave my info and next thing I know, they had blasted my info to about 10 different lenders. I basically got an okay deal, but I got bombarded with solicitations for a long, long time. And I really just didn't like that model. So again, to David's point, find a lender that's a better fit because it's a little bit painful when you get bombarded from every area of the house. You really don't know what's best.
What's the best place the best ever listeners can reach you to?
You can reach the both of us at my direct information. As David mentioned, I oversee a portion of the company, which includes our relationship managers. So that's really the first place to stop if you have general questions or need some info or help. So you can email us directly. You can just come directly to my email, which is Selena, S-E-L-E-N-E, at comloan.com. And that's C-O-M-M-L-O-A-N.com. You can also check us out on the web at comloan.com.
Well, Selena and David, thank you for being on the show. Thanks for talking through your business model, getting into the details a little bit of how you all make money, the value that you provide in exchange for that. And to me, it sounds like a no-brainer. If you're looking for a commercial loan, then you might as well go through this process and look at your options because it's free to look and get registered. So why not go do that and see what options are available and then see if there's a good fit. And love those case studies that you mentioned along the way. I'm sure you love them more than I love them because it's near and dear to your heart, but they are really good case studies with the investor where he was looking for the loan and came to you all. And then also the other side of the experience where you got bombarded with different emails and for search engines that actually weren't search engines. So thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you two have a best ever day and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Are you an investor who self-manages and talks to your tenants, collects checks, and handles all the day-to-day stuff? Well, there's a better way. And that better way is SecurePay One. SecurePay One will have the conversations over the phone with your tenants whenever they have issues. And it's also a way where the tenants can pay you directly through an online service. Go to securepayone.com or even better yet, shoot them an email. The email is info@securepayone.com. That's info@securepayone.com. And they've got a free 30-day trial for you. securepayone.com.